Okay, this coming Shabbos is going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Kisavo. And of course, we begin Parshas Kisavo with the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, the bringing of the Bikurim and the reading of the Parsha when they're brought on time. And the Torah begins by telling us that the one who brings the Bikurim tells over Jewish history. And he tells about how Laban went down, was trying to destroy Yaakov, and Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim by Yagar Shambim Seimaat. He lived there with a small number. With a very, very small number. And we note in the Haggadah that this teaches us that Yaakov went down to dwell in Mitzrayim temporarily, not permanently. The Maharal adds that had a Yaakov intended on going down permanently, so then we could never have been redeemed. We would have been stuck there forever. The Baal Shem Tov adds that where a person's thoughts are, that's where he is, and that's the reason why. To which the Novominsky Rebbe Zatzal added that if we could learn this concept ourselves, then we would be able to consume ourselves with Eretz Yisrael. And if we would consume ourselves with Eretz Yisrael, it's as if we are in Eretz Yisrael. If our minds are there, then so are we. So it's very important for us to be able to go ahead and do that. We were told by Ariel son of Amitzim that the Egyptians mistreated us. Roshata Shalita, you would often quote Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, would explain that the correct phrase should have been by Ariel Lanu Hamitzim, that the Egyptians were bad to us, not Osanu. But that was the nefarious intent of the Egyptians. They wanted us to be seen as the other and worthy of degradation. And this has been a canard that it began in Egypt and continues to fuel anti-Semitism until today. That it's Vayari Osanu. They turned us into the bad guys. Take a look at what happened at the beginning of the COVID season. It was the Jews. The Jews didn't. The Jews did this. The Jews did that. And of course, Utsu Esav Esufar. Take a look at who's out in New York as a result. We're told Uvemora Gadol. We're told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out with great awe. And the Medrash and Haggadah note that this refers to Gilui Shechina, Zo Gilui Shechina. And usually one would expect great terror to be a time where Shechina would not be realized. To which Rabbi Lam Zatzal used this and other examples to highlight the ironies of the Pesach night. These ironies remind us that when man confronts his own limitations, finitudes, and inadequacies, when he sees how weak he really is, that's when man discovers that he has his greatest blessing and his greatest strength and hope. And that hope comes with Hashem and in Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu also was told, Eile yamdu levarches amal hagrizim. The following people are going to stand up to bless the people when they are on hagrizim. And another group was told to stand up on Har Eval. Now, why do we make six tribes the blessed ones and six tribes are the cursed ones? So Rebelsky Zatzal explained that we don't do that. Instead, we speak of different ways that we relate to Hashem. One is through the concept of Ahava. The other is through the concept of Yira. The Ramban explains that love is the source of mitzvah saseh. Ahavas Hashem is what drives us to do mitzvah saseh. Yira is what usually keeps us away from doing averos lo saseh. So naturally, there are things that rise up like a mountain as Ahava. There are high points in Ahava, and others that rush like Yira, like the Yamsa, when we're told Hayam Rana Ra Bayanas. Sometimes these things get so big, and we turn around, we see a wave about to crash. We run away from it, and again, each one provides us with a perspective. And we're told, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha b'yaru mimecha. The Gemara notes that this refers to the tefillin on the head, that the nations will see the name of Hashem upon you. But why have so many people put on tefillin and not achieved that sense of reverence? So the Berdichev, or Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, explains that the Gemara doesn't say that they will revere the tefillin on the head, but rather, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, that the name of Hashem is written in the head. Only when the ideas have been incorporated into our minds can we achieve the reverence of other people. So Rabbi Twersky Zatzal, the famous Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, added that our mission to the nations of the world is to set an example of spiritual life. And if we can do that, then we will merit reverence. But that can only be achieved and attained when the tefillin are in the head, not on the head. We're told Vayisa la Rosh Falolas Anav that Hashem should place you as a head, not as a tail. So Pam Zatzal noted that the antidote to the Tochacha is to have higher aspirations in life. Now, how is one supposed to achieve that? It begins, says Rapam, with the realization that we are a head, not a tail. We need to lead, not follow the fashions of the world around us. The must-haves of today become the dust heaps of tomorrow. So we need to be leaders, and we need a hold of ourselves, not to be followers and fall apart. We're told, V'lo nasana Hashem lecha lev l'das ve'inayim l'ros. God didn't give you a heart to know and eyes to see. Rashi explains that this tells us that people don't fully get the words of their teacher until 40 years later. And Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria Zatzal, the famous founder of Kfar Oeh, explained that there's a level of understanding that's called sight beyond sight. And after all, when we consider that the generation that was led by Moshe and Aaron, who were shown so much, but still they were the ones who commented that they needed the 40 years to really understand, doesn't that prove the point that with so much more, there is such a deeper level of interpretation that's so much to be achieved and so much to think about? Finally, in the Haftorah we read, which is the sixth of the seven Haftorahs of consolation following Tisha B'Av, we're told, Ki hinei hachoshech yechas eretz, behold, darkness may cover the earth. And Rav David Feinstein Zatzal explained that darkness here refers to the denial of Hashem's power, believing instead in the forces of nature. That Chazal here are telling us that before the coming of Mashiach, the leaders of the world will become heretics. And yet still, Hashem will give us the spiritual strength to withstand false ideas. It's going to be our faith that's going to be able to prevail and set back the darkness. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that ability so that we can get to that great day. May it be speedily in our day with a Shabbat Shalom to all.